Brenham Cup Baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs game against Friendswood is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is brought to you by Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizen State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizen State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubet Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Friendswood High School for our season opener as the Brenham Cubs take on the Friendswood Mustangs, a team that Brenham just met in the playoffs not too long ago, Tommy.
Well, I tell you what, here it is. Years have already gone by, you know, and here we are at the start of another season. You know, really exciting. It's always been a lot of fun to watch the success of this Friendswood baseball team. And we had a little fun a couple of years ago with them.
Yeah,
so
we had a great
it's great to come down here. Very, 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 very nice facility here.
Yeah, and both teams getting set. Of course, start of a new season. And for the Cubs, a lot of new faces this year. And so we'll see as how the pieces that Coach Wheaton has put together mix and match. It's going to make for an interesting time.
It's going to be really interesting. As we're looking here at the lineup card, I'm going, oh, there's a couple of names here I'm going to have to get accustomed to.
Yeah.
So, which is great. You know, that's part of history. It's part of progress. New faces, new names.
Yeah,
that's a great thing about this game of baseball.
Exactly, and also it's a new team and a new season, and so we're going to see what these two teams bring to the table here tonight. We got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short in long-term care.
All right, and we welcome you back out here to Friendswood High School, home of the Mustangs. And it is the season opener between the Friendswood Mustangs and the Brenham Cubs right here on KWHI 1280 AM, 101.7 FM. And, of course, if you're listening to us on the World Wide Web at KWHI.com, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And these two teams coming off opposite ending years. Of course, the Cubs, unfortunately, had a rough year last year and ended up not making the playoffs. Friendswood, on the other hand, did make the playoffs. They were district champs and also went three rounds deep. So a very talented team here.
Oh, no doubt about it. There's, you know, Friendswood, year in and year out, you know, they've just got a good, solid program down here. And, you know, some years may be a little bit better than others. And that's the nature of the beast with any school, you know. And the one thing we want to see is we want to see our Cubs get back on track this year.
We certainly do. Still a young team. Well, only four seniors on the team, and only one of those seniors in the starting lineup. So they're going to have to rely on sophomores, juniors, and even a couple of freshmen thrown into the mix here.
No doubt about it. You know, going over the lineup here, I noticed there are some new faces in there. That those are a couple of the faces that I'm not totally familiar with seeing on the baseball field, but that's okay. That's good. It's good to see them getting their opportunity.
They certainly are, and we are looking forward to calling the action here for you from Friendswood High School. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at those starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships. As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
And on we go here. Time now to take a look at the starting lineups. And the starting lineups brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham. The bank you take with you and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown, hometown Bank of Brenham. Local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the Brenham Cubs, leading it off will be Barrett Corey in center field. Batting second will be the designated hitter, Grady G. He'll be hitting for tonight's starting pitcher, Dawson Keim. Batting third at first base will be Drake Behnke. The cleanup hitter, second baseman, Austin Maurer. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, Landry Mendoza. Batting sixth, another one of those new faces, right fielder, Cannon Kreider. Batting seventh, the catcher, Tanner Reese. Batting eighth, shortstop, Owen Finke. And batting ninth will be the left fielder, Brady Rao. And now the starting lineup for Friendswood, it will be Peyton Adams leading things off, playing center field. Batting second will be the shortstop, Dawson Henson. Batting third will be the catcher, Aiden Percy. Batting fourth, first baseman, Ryan Duncan. Batting fifth will be the left fielder, Kyle Lockhart. Batting sixth will be the designated hitter, Matt Lara. Batting seventh, second baseman, Drew Smith. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Lane Vegas. And batting ninth, third baseman, Caden Wells. And I forgot to write down who's the pitcher this evening for Friendswood. Tommy, do you
Hang on there.
Houston Rhodes? Okay. Yes. All right, and Houston Rhodes, the starting pitcher there. And so those are your starting lineups, and we'll take a break. And we've got more to come on the pregame, but let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
And And it's time now for your game time weather update. And the weather update brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And we have got over here in Friendswood right now 63 degrees outside under sunny skies. And as the game progresses, we're going to schedule drop down into the 50s. And then overnight tonight, scheduled for 45 degrees under sunny skies. And with a high tomorrow of 77. And right now, just about a 10-mile-an-hour wind, so not too bad. And then sunset this evening, scheduled for 6:12. That's your game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. We're going to take another break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Number 5, Brayden Goss. Number 10, Caleb Bauer. Number 12, Logan Mason. Number 14, Brett Campbell. Number 15, Blaine Bartlett.
And we'll be back with more of the pregame show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home, or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
And back we go, and we're in the process of introducing the players down on the field, and got some of the little fellows with us.
Oh, I'm telling you, you know, the future Mustangs. Yeah. I think that's absolutely terrific for, you know, here at Friendswood to bring these young kids out. Sure, they're looking at their heroes out there.
Yeah,
we'll their idols.
And we'll have that similar when we get back to Firemen's and Little Leaguers getting to go out there. And I know that's a big thrill for them, getting to be out there with the high school team.
Clean up my first base, number 23, junior Ryan Duncan.
Cubs decked out in their gray road uniforms this evening, and Friendswood, white pants, blue jerseys. And we are just about ready to get this one underway here. They'll have the national anthem, and then we'll be ready to go with our first pitch of the game. And and as they're getting set to do that, we're going to send you one more time to the studios, and this will conclude the pregame, and we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear these words from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust, DDM Buildings. With locations at Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Play ball!
The pregame show was brought to you by Bosky Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brigham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Woman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Colcourse Food, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brigham Glen College, Tegeler Toyota, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham.
All right, and here we go. It's Houston Rhodes out on the hill for Friendswood. And back behind the plate, Aiden Percy, right side of the infield. It'll be Ryan Duncan at first, Drew Smith at second. Left side, Dawson Henson at short. Caden Wells at third. Into the outfield, Peyton Adams in center, flanked in right by Lane Vegas, and in left by Kyle Lockhart. Rhodes will be looking at the top three in the Cub batting order. Barrett Coring, Grady G, and Drake Benke.
Doug, did you notice the little leaguer with the first pitch?
Yeah.
Pretty good arm.
Did really good.
Pretty good arm.
He did.
And he's throwing off the big mound.
Yeah. And dimensions down here in Friendswood at the, it's 295 to the foul poles, and then 400 to the Green Monster out in center field. Rhodes warming up. Right-hand pitcher. And, of course, start of a busy week for us here at KWHI. Don't forget, we've got Brenham Cup basketball coming your way tomorrow. Cup basketball team making the playoffs for the first time in 7 years. And they're going to be taking on Colleen Ellison tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And that'll be at Rockdale High School. And 6:45 pregame here on KWHI.
Congratulations to that Cub basketball team. Good luck in the playoffs. Good to see us back in the playoffs again.
Exactly. And Barrett Coring to step in here. Coring, right-hand batter.
Beautiful facility.
It certainly is. And first pitch of the season is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And natural grass as well. As so many nowadays are switching
to turf. Baseball needs to be played on natural grass.
Mm-hmm. 1-0 pitch. And Coring swings and misses. It's 1-1. It'll be Coring. And as we said, G and Benke do up this inning. Corey getting the start in center field. And pitch coming. And that is in there for a strike, and it's 1-2.
With Barrett being the leadoff hitter, I'm sure he will fill those duties in center field just like all the past years.
Yeah. And of course, last year that spot occupied by Lane Sparks is now at Houston Christian. And pitch outside the ball, 2-2. And, of course, we wish Lane all the best on his new digs over there. I actually ran into him one of the Blinn. He came to one of the Blinn football games to watch Ryland play this past season. And I asked him how it was going. He said he told me everything was going good. And
I happened to see him over the holidays. And I said, how was your fall? And he said it was good. So.
Mm-hmm. And pitch outside goes to the backstop. It's 3-2. And Rhodes takes a long look again at his catcher. And the 3-2 delivery to Coring. And ball four, and Coring draws the leadoff walk.
Next up, we're running the DH number 7, Grady G.
And that'll bring up Grady G. Of course, I know Grady had a lot of fun getting to play with his, on the same team as his brother last year, but now Gunner's moved on, and so now All up to Grady this year.
There you go. I know that had to be being on the varsity level with Big Brother. That's always a great feeling.
And this one a bunt up the third base side, and they're going to throw to first. And oh, Coring overran the bag at second. Now he's got to hurry and get back in.
And well, nice bunt there by Grady G.
And the third baseman there for Friendswood, Caden Wells, made a nice play over at first. And that'll bring up Drake Benke. Sophomore slugger. Second generation Cub. And down low, ball gets away, and Coring will move up.
Oh, good opportunity here for the Cubs to get a run early.
And Benke, of course, last year, already committing to A&M as a freshman. Well, I guess right now it'd still be considered a verbal commit. That I don't think they can do actual signing until later. And pitch foul away.
A lot of things can change in a couple of years.
Yeah.
There may be bigger and better things out there.
And swings and fouls that one away, 1-2.
Start college level, could be an LSU, could be a Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And the list goes on.
Now that he's back in town at U of H, Coach Fritz over there.
Yeah.
Well, not for baseball, but for football. But
yeah. Yeah.
And Benke fouls that one away again. And one ball and two strikes from Rhodes. One out here and a runner at third. And here comes the pitch, and he fouls that one away again.
Hey, good job there by Drake.
Yeah, fouling off some pitches, and he made Rhodes work the year
making
in the first
Rhodes
inning.
Rhodes work.
Thank you. 1-2, and he sends this one high fly ball out to left. Coring tagging, and he's coming home. And the throw is
got him. Oh, what a throw.
Play. How about the left fielder on that play? That was Kyle Lockhart tossing a bullet to home plate to get the runner.
I'm telling you, one hop right into the catcher's mitt.
And so in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score here from Friendswood. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham
Lone Star
Animal
Southern
Services,
Grill in
providing
Brenham,
community
serving
great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
And on we go. Dawson Keim warming things up. And he will be working to Tanner Reese back behind the plate, right side of the infield. Drake Benke at first, Austin Maurer at second. Left side of the infield, Owen Finke at short, Landry Mendoza at third. In the outfield is Barrett Coring in center, flanked and right by Cannon Creeder, and in left by Brady Rao. Dawson Keim in his second year at the varsity level and also his sophomore season. Working at Tanner Reese. Reese is senior this year. As a matter of fact, he's the only senior in the starting lineup for Coach Chase Wheaton. And Reese fires it on down there.
For your Mustangs, senior center fielder number 2, Peyton Adams.
And Peyton Adams coming to the plate. Reese actually last season actually ended up winning the starting catcher's job getting put into the starting lineup, and they moved Jacob Mabee to third base in order to get that extra, because Reese had shown Coach something.
And I ended up liking that move. You know, it gave him, a lot of experience going into that senior season. And you got a good team leader out there behind the plate.
Yeah, allowed Jacob to do some other things too, like playing third and also getting to pitch as well. And he excelled at both. And it's a 2-0 count on Adams. And pitches a strike call. It's 2-1. It'll be Adams followed by Henson and then Percy here. In the bottom half of the first inning, no score. And Keim will fire that one in there, and that's going to be sent out to center field. Corey backtracking, and that is going to be up against the fence. And a leadoff double there for Adams to start the ball, bottom half of the inning for Friendswood. And that'll bring him Henson.
Tell you what, Adams hit that ball to the deep part of the field there.
Yeah, crushed that. Yeah, I guess it's good we didn't have that one, have this one at our place, because that would have probably been out.
pretty good chance.
And next pitch, this one's going to be popped up. And charging in left field is Rao. He'll make the grab for out number one.
Next up for the Mustangs, senior catcher number 10, Aiden
Piercy. Rao was coming in. Finke was going out. Rao called him off and made the play. And that'll bring up Aiden Piercy. Piercy the catcher. So one out and a runner at second.
Dougie and I had that conversation on the road down. They had a pretty good little catcher here a couple of years ago.
Yeah. And pitches inside for a ball. And next pitch is up high. It's 2-0. I'm checking the base runner. And the pitch. That's what's going to be sent out to right field. Kreider over, making the grab, and that's two down now.
Junior first baseman, number 23, Ryan Duncan.
And that'll bring up Ryan Duncan now, the first baseman. And so Kime now just needs one more out to get out of the inning. Adams at second, lead with a leadoff double. Kime will check on him. And pitch coming. That one is going to be a grounder to short. Finke up with it. Fires across to first and gets the out to retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We got one inning in the books, and we got no score here between the Cubs and the Mustangs. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the Old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham. Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And back we go here. And Rhodes getting set for his next inning of work. He'll be looking at the middle three in the Cub batting order, Austin Maurer, Landry Mendoza, and Cannon Kreider. And Cubs actually had a base runner in the top half of the first inning as Gordon drew the leadoff walk, and then T. Bunton in the second, but then and then took third on a wild pitch, but then Behnke attempted a sack fly, and great throw by the Friendswood left fielder got Coring at the plate. And also, want to make mention, Brenham Cubettes were supposed to play this evening against Huntsville. That one was called off, and so now for the Cubettes, their next game is going to be on Thursday morning. They're taking part in the Dripping Springs tournament, and it's actually weird because it's a Dripping Springs tournament, but they're playing the first day at Lake Travis, second day at Dripping Springs, and the third day at Georgetown Eastview.
So they're all over the place.
Pretty much all over that Austin area. And speaking of Austin, here comes Austin Maurer for his first varsity at bat here. And pitch to him is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Excuse me.
Rose looking in, gets the sign, and he's ready for the 0-1 delivery. That one, strike call. I thought that one was a little inside, but 0-2 count now.
You had a little bit better look than I did, so did I.
This time shooting for the outside corner. And they check it first. Umpire says he went around, and so that's out number one.
Now batting third baseman number nine, Landry Mendoza.
And Landry Mendoza now to the plate. Landry, a sophomore, and was on the varsity last year as a freshman. And pitch to him from Rhodes in there for a strike. And just hearing the pop into the middle, it sounds like Rhodes has got some pretty good velocity going.
Too bad we ain't watching it during warm-ups. Occasionally that fastball tails to the inside also.
Yeah, one ball and one strike. Too bad we don't have anybody with a radar gun down in front of us. And breaking ball that time in for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Mendoza. Cannon Creeder on deck. And pitch coming, swung on and missed. And Mendoza down on strikes. That's two down now.
Good curveball that time by Rhodes.
And so Creeder stepping up here. Creeder getting the start in right field. And that one in there for a strike. And to his credit, Rhodes going after the hitters this inning. He's been up there throwing strikes. Next pitch. And therefore another strike, and it's 0-2. And now,
tell you what, he's done a good job of moving the ball inside, outside, coming on that outside corner again with the fastball.
No balls, two strikes. And pitch up high for a ball. It was 1-2.
Couldn't quite get that curveball to break.
And outside for a ball, 2-2. Creeder trying to get aboard here and start a two-out rally. And time call. And this one going to be hit in the air out to center. And it'll hang up long enough for Adams to stumble underneath and make the grab for out number three. So that was a three up and three down inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we move along to the bottom of the second inning. And no score here from Friendswood between the Cubs and the Mustangs. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop, Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And back we go here to the bottom half of the second inning. Dawson come out on the hill for the Brenham Cubs. No score here from Friendswood High School. And for the Mustangs, it'll be Kyle Lockhart, Matt Lara, and Drew Smith to bat here against the sophomore right-hander. Rizzo fired on down the second, and we're ready to go.
Leading off inning for your Mustangs, senior left fielder number 13, Kyle Lockhart.
And so Kyle Lockhart will step up to the plate. Left-hand batter. And we are ready to go. Kime with his long look in. And first pitch of the inning is down low. A ball skips to the backstop, and it's 1-0. And fastball inside, 2-0. Gets the sign, next pitch. That one over the middle, and that is going to be scoot on through and into center field for a base hit for Lockhart.
Next up for the Mustangs, designated hitter number 24, junior Matt Lara.
And Matt Lara to the plate. Designated hitter batting for the pitcher Houston Rhodes. So two hits here in the early going for the Mustangs. And a double by Adams to lead off the second inning, but didn't blossom in anything. And now Kime will see if he can do the same here in this inning. And pitch is a strike call. It's 0-1.
Good pitch there by Dos Kime. Knee high outside corner.
0-1 pitch outside ball. And that'll make it 1-1. Runner going, and this one's going to be lifted out into right field, and that's going to be a hit and run, and keeping on his horse going all the way to third is Lockhart. That'll put runners at the corners now and bring up Drew Smith. So back-to-back singles, set up shop here for Friendswood. And that one passed Benke and into right field for a hit. And that'll bring home the first run of the ball game. And it's 1-0 Friendswood.
Three well hit balls, Doug.
Yep, certainly are. And you got runners at first and second. Nobody out here in the third, in the bottom of the second. Kind of got a bear down here. And squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back. And takes the ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming from Dawson Kime. Bunts that one, they popped it up. And his only play is going to be the, well, now he doesn't even get that. He's beat it out. Second base.
Little errant throw there.
Yeah. And the second baseman was late getting over for the cover as well.
We're going to go infield hit?
Yeah, I think he got to. And so, four hits in a row there for Friendswood. Nobody out.
Thought Dawson might have a chance at that with the ball up in the air a little bit, but yeah. It dropped quick.
It certainly did, and now Wells with a chance to add to the Friendswood lead here in the second inning. Next pitch coming. And skips away. Runner coming home. And nobody covering the base. And so Lara will score. And that makes it 2-0, Friendswood.
And runners, both runners move up.
Yeah.
Little uncharacteristic of that. Normally Tanner does a good job getting in front of that ball.
Yeah.
But it is early in the year.
Yeah, it's just the first game. And that one up and in a ball. And that one sent out to right field. And catch is made, thrown to the plate, is offline. And the run will score. It's a sack fly for Wells.
Now batting Gray Mustang, senior center fielder number 2, Peyton Adams.
And that is out number 1, and that'll bring up Adams.
Good strong throw there by the right fielder, Doug. Just a little off the mark.
Mm-hmm. And now back to the top of the order with Adams. And that one fouled away. Kind of 0-2 count. And up high ball is 1-2. And that one's going to be fouled back. Well, no, it's going to stay in play. And making the grab is Mendoza for out number 2.
Now batting sophomore shortstop number 5, Dawson Henson.
And they'll bring up Dawson Henson. And Henson coming in. He flew out to left field his first time up. Next pitch, it's down low, a ball.
Well, there you go, good stop.
Damage has been done though in the inning. 3 runs on 5 hits, and Friendswood looking for more. One ball, no strikes, 2 outs. And that one's going to hang up, coring underneath. Now he's got a backtrack. Now out there and making the grab from the second base position for the Cubs. And that is Austin Maurer to retire the side. But in the inning, Friendswood does get three runs on five base hits, no errors, and no one left on, one left on. And we go on to the third inning. It is Friendswood leading the Cubs 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And on we go to the top of the third inning. Houston Rhodes still out there for the Friendswood Mustangs. And he'll be working to Tanner Reese, Owen Finke, and Brady Rao. A 3-0 lead for the Friendswood Mustangs.
Leading off the game for the Cubs, catcher number 3,
Tanner Reese. Tanner Reese to lead it off. And this one is going to be sent out into lesser base hit for Reese. And the Cubs get their first hit of the season there, Tommy.
There you go. You took the words out of my mouth. First base hit of the year.
And now Owen Finke to the plate. And I'm going to get a courtesy runner there for the catcher.
Trying to get that on that gray background, that green's a little light.
Yeah. Roll over, run it back in safely. Ticking. Yeah, it's going to be a strike call. Oh, one delivery. And throw over and back in safely. That one outside, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike here on Owen Finke, freshman shortstop. Getting his first experience at the varsity level. And that one popped in foul, holding it 2-2. Runner at first. Nobody out here in the inning. Reese takes his lead. And a 2-2 down low ball. That'll fill it at 3-2.
Second, check of the runner. And that one is going to be a walk there. And take you down to first, and then put two runners aboard for Brady Rao. Rao, third-generation Cub. Grandpa and Dad and, of course, his brothers, too, all get a chance to don their Cub uniform.
You're exactly right.
And pitch to Rao is taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Takes the next pitch for a ball, and it's 2-0. And still nobody out here in the top half of the third inning.
Yeah, Cubs with a chance here to make some noise.
Yeah, they're trailing this one 3-0 to the Friendswood Mustangs and give them a chance to get back into it. Squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back in. It's 2-1.
Quite a few Brenham hopefuls here, Doug.
Yeah. Braving the weather as the evening goes on.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Spring break day, isn't it?
Yeah. And pulls the bat back and takes a strike. 2-2. And those nowadays, they're even giving some schools an extra week off for winter break during the course of the school year. And I'm like, where was this when I was in school? And pitch inside and got a piece of him. And so Rao will take the trot on down to first, and that's going to load the bases up for the Cubs now and bring up Barrett Coring.
Next up, center fielder number 2, Barrett Coring.
Coring walked his first time up. And then was thrown out at the plate trying to score on a sack fly. And so that one fair ball down the line. And Tanner Reese will score the first run of the ball game for the Brenham Cubs. Actually, that was Caleb Maurer running for Reese. So Caleb scores. And just like that, the Cubs are on the board now. And so we got to make sure we make that notation. Caleb Maurer made the first run of the game. First run of the game sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And so we've got a consultation at the mound. As the Cubs have cut into the lead here with a couple of hits and a walk and a hit batsman. And still nobody out here as Grady G comes to the plate. G laid down a sack bunt his first time up. Or did we get two off of them?
We did get two.
We did get two. Oh, okay.
Yes. The ball was hit down the line.
That's right. Finky scored, too.
Finky scored also.
I missed that. Good. Okay.
Yes.
And so it's a 3-2 game now, down to a one-run lead. And so we got Rao at second, Coring at first, and G in the batter's box. As the light's starting to come out, Rhodes pitches inside. G takes for a strike. And it's 0-2.
We don't have an out yet.
Not yet. And now we do strike three call on Grady G. And that's out number one. And that'll bring up Drake Benke.
Now batting first baseman number 22, Drake Benke.
Benke hit into a double play his first time up.
Go back a couple of batters on Barrett Coring on that throw of the plate. Good job base running there by Barrett Coring going into second.
And that one, a ground ball, first baseman up with. He's got no play at the other, so he's going to run to the bag and get the out.
No, I was wrong on that. He was stopped at first. Sorry about that.
Right. And so now Rao and Coring move up. So we got runners second and third now with two out. And that's going to bring up Austin Maurer with an RBI opportunity. Maurer struck out his first time up. And pitch inside for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one swung on a miss. Tried to check his swing, but went around, and it's 1-1. And that one a little high, and it's 2-1. Landry Mendoza would be due up next. And send this one foul down the right field line. Wanted to kick that in the corner. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And foul tip into the mitt, and Maurer down on strikes again. And so in the inning, the Cubs do come up with two runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. And we go to the bottom of the third inning, and it is Friendswood 3, Brenham 2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And we head to the bottom of the third inning. It is the Friendswood Mustangs leading the Brenham Cubs 3-2. And Dawson Keim out for his third inning of work. He'll be looking at Aiden Piercy, Ryan Duncan, and Kyle Lockhart.
Leading off the inning for your Mustangs, senior catcher number 10, Aiden Piercy.
And Piercy to the plate. He flew out to right field his first time up. Thank you. waiting for him to step in. And the pitch, that's going to be foul back. 0-1 count. Looks like he got underneath it just a little bit too much.
Hey, what? These Mustangs not afraid to swing the bat.
Oh, no. They're definitely very aggressive hitters. And that one down low, ball, 1-1. Of course, this is the first of two meetings this season between these two teams, because Friendswood will be coming to Fireman's Park in Brenham 1 week from tomorrow, and that'll be a 5 o'clock start time. And swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes.
Be another busy week next week, Doug.
Oh, yes, it will. Regular games and then plus throw the tournaments on top of it. And pitches inside. Two balls, well, two strikes.
You know, it's that time of the year, end of February. Get into March. You get your tournaments. Get the opportunity to see a lot of – give all the teams the opportunity to get a lot of kids in the lineup. So.
Oh, yeah. Three balls, two strikes. And Cubs, after this game, they've got the Santa Fe tournament, which will be running Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And wherever they end up on Saturday, we'll be back with them. And that one, a ground ball to short, Finke up with it. Fires on the first and gets the out.
Next up here, Mustangs junior first baseman, number 23, Ryan Duncan.
And Duncan to the plate. He grounded a short his first time up. Of course, we said tomorrow we'll be with the we got Brenham Cup basketball as they're in the playoffs. They'll be taking on Rockdale. Or they'll be taking on Colleen Ellison in Rockdale at 7 o'clock, 6:45 pregame. Then Friday night, we're going to be at Leroy Dreyer Field, Blinn Buccaneers, taking on Grayson College. And pitch coming. That one up high, a ball. And that one, a little special meeting for Coach Dusty Hart, taking on his former team.
There you go. That'll be an interesting matchup.
Yeah. And pitch is a strike call on the 1-1.
Well, we have the same scenario with McLennan.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Johnson is the head coach at McLennan, a former assistant coach for the Bucks.
Yep, and this one's going to be popped up, backtracking, and making the grab out there at second base for the Cubs is Austin Maurer for out number two. And Kyle Lockhart to the plate. And as we said, Saturday we'll be with the Cubs. Don't know quite yet when they're going to play. We know the possibilities are 10, 12, 15, and 3 o'clock. So whichever one they end up at, that's where we'll be on Saturday. And bounced up their ball. A 1-0 count. And then next Tuesday night for us, already the Cubs opening up district play Tuesday night. They take on Magnolia. And we'll have that one for you. And this one is going to be a flare out to center field and making the grab scoring for out number three. And so for the first time in the game, that's a three up and three down inning for Dawson Kime. Three up and three down, one relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They made banking fun. Remember, FDIC. And we have played three innings. Friendswood leads it 3-2. Back with the top half of the fourth inning after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth & Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And back we go. It's time now for our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue Home Run Inning. And our jackpot tonight, we are up to $60 worth of gasoline if a Cub hits a home run in this inning. If they hit a double or a triple, it's worth a free rack of barbecue ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. So you're a winner either way. And it's going to be Landry Mendoza lead it off. And we've got a new pitcher here, Tommy. And then,
watch me on this one, Doug. Blake Encarnacion.
Okay.
Is that right?
Encarnacion. Okay.
Thank you.
There we go. Blake Encarnacion, the new pitcher. And he'll be looking at Landry Mendoza. And who is Landry going to be hitting for?
Oh, here we go. Corey Jackson.
All right, Corey, you are first up. And in the home run inning here, and let's see if Landry can win you some gas or some ribs.
Thank my assistant over here, Doug, on that pronunciation. Did a great job.
And Encarnacion ready. And pitches down low for a ball. And don't forget Buccaneer Food Stores, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. And those are some really good breakfast tacos, too, by the way. I can attest to that.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
And that one, a fly ball out to right field. And Mendoza is retired for out number one. And that's going to bring up Cannon Kreider. And Cannon is going to be hitting for
Hannah Garcia.
All right, Hannah, you are up next. And also don't forget to visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. You can get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, and side orders. Also get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And remember, you make the call. Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, where their motto is,
"Hey, no fib about our rib."
And 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham, proud supporter of area sports. As Kreider swings and misses 0-1. And that one up high and gets to the backstop. It's 1-1.
You know, there's been one that we haven't talked about. Doc and I used to talk about it all the time. Pork chops.
Oh, yes. Those are very good as well. And pitch is a strike call, 1-2. And then and, of course, our personal favorite on Thursdays, the fried chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm. And also, first Sundays of the month, turkey and dressing.
Very popular item.
1-2 pitch foul away. We better stop. We're making ourselves hungry.
I know. You're exactly right. But that turkey and dressing is really good.
And that one way high, a ball, and it's 2-2. Kreider, and then Tanner Reese on deck.
Mm-hmm.
And that one pitched outside, and it's 3-2. And trying to check his swing. Umpire says he went around. And that'll be two away now. And that'll bring up Tanner Reese. And who is Tanner going to hit for?
Jennifer Jackson.
All right. Jennifer, you are up next. And remember, if we don't get a home run winner, then the next game, which will be Friday night, we'll bump it up to $70, and we keep going until we get a winner. And pitch is a ball, 1-0.
Tanner with a base hit, his last at bat.
And pitch is a strike call, 1-1. And then his courtesy runner, Caleb Maurer, came around to score the first run of the game for the Cubs. And time is called. And that one is going to be into right field for a base hit. And Tanner Reese, 2-for-2.
Good job there by Tanner. Got a pitch toward the outer part of the plate. Takes it to right center field. Good job of hitting.
And Caleb Maurer out to run again. That'll bring up Owen Finke. And who's Owen going to be batting for?
Cody Dierkowski.
Okay. Cody, you are up next. And Finke takes outside for a ball. He walked and came around to score his first time up. And the 1-0 delivery, down low a ball, and in the second, and they got him. And so Maurer caught stealing, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on, and so we didn't have a winner there. So our next game Friday night with the Blue Buccaneers, we will up it to $70 worth of gasoline in the home run inning. And meanwhile, we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning, and it's Friendswood leading the Cubs. We're halfway through this one, and Friendswood leads it 3-2 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
And on to the bottom half of the fourth inning. And now it's time for our Whataburger recap, and we'll get to that after the first pitch here as Matt Lara steps in against Dawson Keim. And first pitch from Keim is swung out and missed, and it's 0-1. And the Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. And Lara hits this one, a high fly ball out to right, and Kreider over. And he'll make the grab for out number one. And remember, Whataburger perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. And it was Friendswood getting on the board in the bottom half of the second inning. Kyle Lockhart with a single, Matt Lara with a single, Drew Smith with an RBI single. And then it was a sack fly by Caden Wells. And that put three runs on the board for them. And then the Cubs would come back. And we'll do the next pitch. And that one, Smith hits it down the line. Rao up with it, fires into second. And he is in there sliding with a double.
Now batting for your Mustang Jr., right fielder, number 11, Lane Vegas.
That'll bring up Lane Vegas now. And the Cubs would come back in the top half of the third inning. Tanner Reese with a single. Owen Finke with a walk. Rao hit by a pitch to load the bases. And then it would be Barrett Coring with a two-run single to cut the lead to 3-2. And that's where we stand right now.
Yeah, and good job by Brady Rao getting that ball back in the second. Had a close play there.
He certainly did. Vegas batting now. One out and a runner at second. And Vegas singled his first time up. And that went inside. 2-0 count. And a pie. It is 3-0. Check of the runner. And kind of working from the stretch. And it's a strike called. 3-1. And now kind of taking the time, and so Vegas is going to step out on him. And curveball foul away, 3-2. First game of the season between the Brenham Cubs and the Friendwood Mustangs. Glad you'll be with us on this Monday evening. And down low a ball. And that is a walk to Vegas. And that'll put two aboard now for Caden Wells.
Sophomore third baseman, number three, Caden Wells.
First walk by Dawson, correct?
Yes. And for those of you tuning in looking for the Brenham Sports Line, we'll have that for you tomorrow night because of the early start time for this game. And pitch foul away. And since I'll be going to do basketball, Craig Montana will be sitting in for me on the Sports Line tomorrow night. His guest will be Coach Michael Groves and the members of the Brenham High School bowling team. They'll be in studio to talk about how their season's gone so far. And swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Nice pitch there by Kine. Two on, one out here in the bottom of the fourth.
It's going to be a fun evening for you.
Oh, yeah. And next pitch is up high for a ball. It's 1-2. And that one, a ground ball. Got a chance to turn two, flip one, fire to first. And a double play.
Good play.
Round the horn, 6-4-3. And that'll retire on the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we played through four. It is Friendswood 3, Brenham 2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main. Proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And back we go here as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Cubs trailing by a run, 3-2 to the Friendswood Mustangs here on opening night of the 2024 high school baseball season. And for the Cubs, it's going to be Owen Finke, Brady Rao, and Barrett Coring. Against Blake Encarnacion on in relief of the starting pitcher, Houston Rhodes. Lights beginning to come on here.
Leading up for the Cubs, shortstop number 8, Owen Finke.
And Finke walked and scored his first time up. Freshman shortstop. And we are ready to go here. And that one blowing away a ball. It's 1-0. And did a good job, Tommy, in the top half of this inning of turning that double play.
Yeah, oh, man, that was a textbook double play. Good job.
And sends this one out to right field. Right fielder backtracking and making the grab. And that is out number one in the inning there. And that was Lane Vegas out there and right. And that will bring up Brady Rao.
Number 11, Brady Rao.
Rao was hit by a pitch his first time up, and now up for a second plate appearance. And swings and misses. It's 0-1. And up and in the ball, 1-1. And curveball in there for a strike. Good pitch there by Encarnacion.
Nice breaking pitch.
Mm-hmm. And swung and a miss, and down on strikes goes Rao. That's quickly two away. And that will send us back to the top of the Cub batting order with Barrett Coring. Coring been on base both times, walked in, had a two-run single.
Two quick outs.
Yeah. And down low skips away. 1-0 count.
We a lengthy bottom of the second, lengthy bottom of the third. After that, it's cruising along.
Yeah, that one in there for a strike. It's 1-1 now on Coring. And tried to check his swing. Did he go around? First base umpire says yes, he did. And it's 1-2. Pitch inside, 2-2.
Coming inside, trying to get Coring to go for a pitch.
And Coring going to call time and step out on Encarnacion. And that is strike three, and that is the end of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the fifth, and it is 3-2. And Coach Wheaton trying to say that they should have made the play down to first. Umpire says no, he... saying he didn't drop it. Now they're going to talk it over. And so, didn't think they were going to overturn it. And so we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is 3-2 Friendswood over the Cubs. And back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham. Offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's By and By. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And as we come back here, it is the bottom half of the fifth inning. Dawson Keim on the hill for the Brenham Cubs, and he'll be looking at the top of the batting order for the Mustangs. Peyton Adams, Dawson Henson, and Adam Piercy. And first pitch is a strike call on Adams. Adams 1-for-2 in the game with a double and a fly out to right.
Dawson had a little shaky second there, but come back, settled in.
And this one out to center, Coring coming in, and Vinky going out, and that's going to drop in for a base hit.
Next up, your Mustang sophomore shortstop, number 5, Dawson Henson.
And that'll bring him Henson. Henson 0-for-2.
Second hit of the evening for Adams.
And this time going to bunt it up the third base side. Mendoza up with it. And he bobbled the ball. And the runners are going to be safe everywhere.
Now batting for Mustangs, senior catcher number 10, Aiden
Piercy. That'll be an E5. First error of the game on either side. And Aiden Piercy will come to the plate. And that's going to bring a visit to the hill from Ghost Chase Wheaton.
Good bunt by Hidson, though.
Yeah.
Right down that third base line.
Coming in tonight from Friendswood High School. And it's opening night here for the high school baseball season. Brenham Cubs trailing at 3-2. And Coach Wheaton has said his piece now. Coming up next is Piercy. He's got two on, nobody out here in the fifth inning. Curveball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Next pitch. Call a strike, and it's 0-2. We'll take it. And 0-2 delivery outside for a ball. It's 1-2 now on Piercy. And this one's going to be hit in the air. Coming in is Corey. Corey calling for it. Makes the grab. And that's out number one.
Mustangs junior first baseman, number 23, Ryan Duncan.
And that'll bring up Ryan Duncan. Duncan 0-2, looking for his first hit of the night.
Second baseman and right fielder both going for that ball. Good job by Bear Corn calling them off.
And kind of ready. Going to throw back and runner not really leaning very far. Next pitch from Kime. Inside, and Duncan just gets out of the way of that one. Time called. Is Reese going to go out and have a word with Kime? Cubs needing an out here, trying to keep the Mustangs off the board. And kind of with a 1-0. And that one's going to be sent foul down the line. Bentke giving chase. That's going to be out of play. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out here in the top half of the fifth. And swung on a miss, runner going, throw down, got him. Great throw by Reese and Mendoza putting the tag on him. And that's two away.
Double steal there.
Yeah, and while Adams was caught, Henson does go into second base, but it's two down now and a 1-2 count on Duncan.
Double steal attempt. Let me say that properly.
And a great throw there by Reese to put that right on the money.
Textbook throw. Textbook.
And swung and a miss. Great curveball there and down on strikes. Goes Duncan, and that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, one error, one left on. And we will go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Friendswood 3, Brenham 2, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
And here we go. We're in the top of the sixth inning, and it is Friendswood 3, Brenham 2. And for the Cubs in this inning, it'll be Grady G, Drake Bentke, and Austin Maurer. The bat here against Blake Encarnacion. And, of course, after the game, we invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show where we'll be naming the John Breeden Star of the Game as well as our Hyundai of Brenham Drive of the Game.
First up for the Cubs, designated hitter
number 7,
Grady G.
Grady G to the plate. He's 0-for-1. He had a sack bunt his first time up and then struck out his last time up. And Encarnacion into his third inning of work. And pitch inside. G had to duck out of the way of that one. And it's 1-0. And that one, chopper foul. Back behind the plate. And it's 1-1. And that one is slow roller, first baseman over, and he'll flip to the pitcher covering and get the out. And one away there.
Now batting first baseman number 22, Drake Bentke.
And now it'll bring up Drake Bentke. Bentke 0-for-2, hit into a double play his first time up, and then grounded out to the first baseman last time up. And three ball, and it's Bentke in the three hole, And pitch up and in a ball. And Austin Maurer waiting on deck. 1-0 count. Encarnacion. One out, nobody aboard. And next pitch coming. Foul away, 1-1. And time is called as the catcher there for Fred's Wood Pierce. He goes out and have a word with Encarnacion. Wants to make sure they're on the same page. Yeah, umpire now going out to break it up.
Took a couple of seconds too long. Umpire got a smile on his face.
Yeah. And Benke fouls this one away. One ball and two strikes. Benke, left-handed hitter. And strike three called, and that's two down now.
And well, that is nice fastball, low one on that inside corner there, knee high. It's a tough pitch to hit.
And that'll bring up Austin Maurer. Maurer 0-2 with a couple of punch outs. You'd like to see him get a hit here. And that one taken for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Put your key in my back pocket, Doug. Okay. That key looked real familiar.
I was going to say, you still got it, right?
It's there.
And ground ball to short. And they'll fire it on the first, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning for the Cubs, they go three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is 3-2 Friendswood. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friend.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key. 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixings. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccine, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas. Offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And Dawson Kime on the hill here, trying to go the give at least six for Coach Chase Wheaton and the Brenham Cubs.
Let me look. Senior left fielder number 13, Kyle Lockhart.
I'll be looking at Kyle Lockhart, and Matt Lara, and Drew Smith here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cubs trailing by a run.
The Dawson's settled in now, and Coach Wheaton's going to need a few pitches this week.
Oh, yeah. And this one's going to be popped up. And who's calling for it? Corey will take charge, and he'll haul it in for out number one.
Now batting for Friendswood, junior designated hitter, number 24, Matt Lara.
And Lara to the plate now. He's one for two with a single and a run scored. And also flew out to right his last time up. I mean, really, just the one bad inning for where he gave up the three runs. But other than that, Kimes pitched a pretty good game tonight. Yes. Ooh. And that one, just as soon as I say the inside, and
that one stung.
Yeah.
Next up, your Mustangs, junior second baseman.
Tailed inside, and that will bring up Drew Smith. Smith, two for two in the game with a RBI single and a double.
We're going to have a pinch runner, Doug.
Running number 8, Blake Knowles.
Yeah, so Blake Knowles running down there at first base.
A little chill in the air. He felt that one.
Yeah.
He felt that.
And long look in, the pitch foul away. 0-1 count. Infielder shaded up the middle, looking for maybe a double play ball. They've turned one already this evening. And throw down. Good throw. Just on the backside, if he'd have put it on the front side of the bag instead of the backside, he might have had him. That Reese showing off that good arm behind the plate. And 1-1 pitch.
Ooh, nice pitch.
In there for a strike, 1-2.
Nice curveball there by Dawson Kimes.
Check of the base runner, and Kime will bring it. Runner going, and that one back up the middle. And he got a piece of that. Oh, man.
Now batting for Mustangs, junior right fielder, number 11, Lane.
Missed the, he threw the ball to second, but apparently they didn't step on the bag. And so everybody's safe everywhere. And it's a 2-1 now, and that'll bring up Lane Vegas. And for Smith now, he's 3-for-3 in the game.
I'm sure Friendswood is thinking insurance run, and Cubs really do not want to give up another one going into the top of the seventh.
Time is called, and Kime wanting to have a word with Reese. Resume. Friendswood looking to add to their 3-2 lead. Vegas has been on base both times with a single and a walk. And this one fouled over towards the dugout. No balls and a strike. Swung and a miss. Damn, it's 0-2. And that one ground ball to third. Pass Mendoza down the line. That's going to bring a run home. And they're going to get him at third. And so that's an RBI double.
Attention, please. Now batting for Mustangs.
And let's see, 7-5 on the put out. Lara scored. Smith erased. And so this is Holcomb bag now for Wells. And it's now 4-2, Friendswood. Pitch coming, swung on a miss, and it's 0-1. And then after Holcomb, we go back to the top of the Friendswood batting order with Adams, would be due up next. And that one foul away. And the 0-2 pitch from Kime. And okay. Got Holcomb on strikes, and that'll retire the side. But in the inning, Friendswood does come up with one run on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. And we go to the top of the seventh inning. Friendswood leading Brenham 4-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice best pizza and wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegra Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at tegratoyota.com.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
And back we go. It is on to the seventh inning, and the Cubs need a couple of runs to stay in this one. And for Friendswood, they're just three outs away from securing the victory. And for Brenham, it's going to be Landry Mendoza, Cannon Creeder, and Tanner Reese to bat in the inning. And we got a new pitcher as well. It is Cooper Harrison, and he takes the place of Encarnacion. And this pitching change, by the way, brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is the insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance at Brenham, 836-3613. And Harris finished with his warm-up tosses. And I'm bring up Mendoza.
Leading out the game for the Cubs, third baseman number 9, Landry Mendoza.
Mendoza 0 for 2. He struck out his first time up, flew out to right field last time up. And the first pitch to him is a strike call, and it's 0-1.
Another hard throwing right hander for Friendswood here.
It certainly do, all three. Yeah, that time curveball in there, and it's 0-2.
Pretty big breaking curve, Doug.
Yeah. And Mendoza waits the 0-2.
Another one.
Strike 3. And so Mendoza caught looking. That'll bring up Cannon Kreider.
Now batting right field, number 24, Cannon Kreider.
That's now 9 strikeouts for Friendswood pitching. And with Kreider batting here, he's 0-2. Fly to center and struck out. And once again, in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Cubs trailing 4-2 right now. Need some base runners. Curveball in there for a strike. That is just almost unhittable there.
Quick.
Yeah. And 0-2, and Greeter going to step out.
The way most hitters would say, it's nasty.
Yeah. And fastball outside, 1-2. And that one a little high, 2-2 now. And time is called. And strike 3 called, and that's 2 quick outs. And that'll bring up Tanner Reese now. Reese 2-for-2 in the game.
Catcher number 3, Tanner Reese.
Matter of fact, the Cubs have only got 3 hits in the game, and Reese has got 2, and Corey's got the other one. And Reese fouls that one back. Thank you. And swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. And so Cubs down to their final strike now.
Two quick strikes. Wow.
Harris out there going, he's not paid by the hour. And the 0-2. Oh, umpire called strike three. And that is the ball game and your final score as Friendswood wins this one 4-2. And that will send us to the post game show. And this broadcast of Brenham Cub Baseball is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The postgame show is made possible by Woodman Life, John Breedman State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger at Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai at Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. We'll be back with the postgame after these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Hi, friends. Gary
introducing new boneless water wings from Whataburger. Tossed with honey butter and barbecue sweetness.
All right, and back we go here as we welcome you to the postgame show for the Brenham Cubs. And off night on opening night as Friendswood wins this one 4-2. Of course, going out there playing a really good team and in their place, and Friendswood came out and took care of business tonight.
No doubt about it, Doug. As we talked about early in the game, just another solid baseball team here by this Friendswood Mustang team. The Cubs had that, Dawson Kime had that one little rough inning in the third. Friendswood put together a number of singles in a row, scored three runs in that bottom of the second inning. Then he settled in into a good groove and held the Mustangs intact until, you know, the bottom of the sixth they picked up another run. But other than that, I felt it was a good item. Yeah. First game of the year. Yeah.
And, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think if Coach, if he comes by, obviously a work in progress.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
First game of the year, there's still a lot of baseball left to be played. And matter of fact, these two teams, as we said, will meet again on next Tuesday night back at Fireman's Park. And, that will be also a 5 o'clock start done there. Meantime, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll name our John Bruden star of the game, as well as our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Introducing new boneless water wings from Whataburger. Tossed in honey butter, honey barbecue, sweet and spicy, or buffalo. Now, we know there are some people who are going to say these premium chicken tender bites are not real wings. And to that we say, so what? It's okay to be deliciously incorrect. Butterflies aren't made of butter, french fries are not from France, and your daddy's famous pork butt, not actually butt. New boneless Wada Wings. Delicious? Yes. Correct? Who cares?
Wada Wings! Wada Wings! Wada Wings!
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
And we return here to Friendswood High School. And it's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And, well, we give it to the one senior in the starting line.
Oh, no doubt about it. Tanner Reese had a great night at the plate, 2-for-3 at the plate. Also did a great job behind the plate. Just a good, really solid performance by the senior, Tanner Reese.
Yep.
He is our John Breeden star of the game.
And then also threw out a runner as well of that.
Yes, he did.
And so Tanner Reese is the star of the game, and the star of the game sponsored by John Breeden, State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. And that one, we go back to the top half of the third inning. And it put the two Brenham runs on the board. And RBI single there by Barrett Coring.
Yeah, Barrett Coring did a good job. Just when the Cubs needed to make a move, Barrett Coring hit a had a good drive down that third baseline. Got two RBIs just when the Cubs needed a really big hit. And Barrett Coring, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a brand new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. And back with a final wrap up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Start the year off right with a new Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham and warm up with pre-season savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with pre-season savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
All right, and back we go here to Friendswood, and we're joined now by the head coach of the Brenham Cubs, Coach Chase Wheaton. And, Coach, nothing like putting a tough team on the first night of the season, right?
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, the district that we're in and bunch of youth out there. We just, you know, we talked to Corey. We were coaching the All-Star game together, and we decided to do a home-home series. You know, that's what a team with state championship aspirations looks like. So glad we got our guys exposed to that speed of the game. You know, coming off of four scrimmages, thought we'd done a really good job, but we hadn't quite seen the quality of arms that we saw inning after inning tonight. So, you know, not a whole lot of productivity at the plate, so we got to be better there. Putting ourselves in situations to create some offense, those types of things. But we'll go back to work, and we'll be better this weekend.
I thought Dawson Keim, with the exception of just the one rough inning there in the second, I thought overall he did a good job here tonight.
He did a tremendous job. Really deep lineup over there, 1 through 9. Those guys are physical and can swing it. You know, I think he had an excellent feel for three pitches tonight. Our team kind of takes the identity of Keim when he's on the mound, which is a lot of confidence. They know he's going to fill it up and give us a chance. And he did just that tonight. You know, anytime you go complete game and stay around 70 pitches, tremendous job by Dawson.
Yeah, and you said they mentioned all, three hits tonight, Tanner Reese with two of those. And that's something I know y'all will be wanting to work on as you get ready for what's going to be a big Santa Fe tournament this weekend.
Sure. You know, what Tanner will tell you, he struggled through the first four scrimmages. So it's baseball, you know. You never know which guy's going to step up and have the big night and get the big hit. Tonight, Tanner had some great at-bats for us. You know, I definitely thought we gave some at-bats away, but, you know, I guess a south wind blowing here at Friendswood's a whole lot different ball game than at Fireman's Park. So, you know, that goes both ways, though. They hit some balls hard that hung up for them, and we did the same there. So just got to go back to work and do a better job of being flat through the middle of the field.
And now this weekend, y'all are going to be taking part in the Santa Fe tournament. Tell us about some of the teams y'all are going to be seeing down there.
Kicking it off, I think it's a similar schedule than last year. Beewood and Pearland Dawson, two 6A schools that are in the same district. And then I believe we'll play Santa Fe once, maybe twice. There was some stuff going on with the bracket, so we'll get those guys. And then that fifth game will be a seeding game, depending on how we do in the four on Thursday and Friday. Potentially could go to Galveston Ball to play that fifth game.
Yeah, well, Coach, we wish you good luck, and we will talk to you again down the road.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Coach Chase Wheaton joining us here on the post game, and we're going to get Tommy back in here. Tommy, final thoughts on the game here tonight.
I tell you what, I'm impressed, Doug.
Yeah.
You know, we got it with all the youngsters that we have out there, and I'm going to call them youngsters.
Yeah.
We got some new faces in the lineup.
ABC News. I'm
you
Chuck
could, you could tell with some of them. You could tell with some of them. It's something new, you know, at this varsity level, but I was really impressed with Tanner Reese.
Yeah.
Tanner Reese did an outstanding job behind the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back to Dawson Keim. Really impressed with Dawson. Had just a little shaky bottom of the second there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guys got some pitches they wanted to hit, mm-hmm. and they took advantage of and got the base hit, but Dawson settled down and, you know, had some really, really good innings. So it's early in the year.
Yeah.
Very early in the year. As as Coach Wheaton made mention to this weekend, we got the Santa Fe tournament. We're going to have some really nice weather.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what this young team goes out and does at that Santa Fe tournament.
Absolutely, and we'll be there for the Saturday game, wherever it might be. In the meantime, that's going to wrap it up for us. Our next broadcast, I'll be heading to Rockdale tomorrow for the Cub basketball playoff, and then Tommy and I on Friday will be with the Blinn Buccaneers as they take on Grayson College, and so we hope you can join us for both of those. And then that's going to do it for us here tonight from Friendswood. I want to thank Austin for his work on the boards back at the studio. Big thank you to the folks at home for tuning in, and of course, thank you to our sponsors and make the broadcast possible, and for all of us here.
Bring us a win tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
At the basketball game.
We're going to try.
Bring us a win.
And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying goodnight, everybody.